Time to chat with Renee Giarrusso, our communication leadership and mindset expert. Renee, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm good, Jared. Looking forward to our chat today.
Yeah, we're chatting about meetings, and I guess this is kind of like, it's been a long time argument from most employees of, you know, the boss holds too many meetings. It's all I ever seem to do is meet, and have no time to actually do the job. Is that certainly something you've found in your research, that it seems to be just all meetings and not much work being done?
Yeah. I think since the pandemic especially, you know, yeah. I'm seeing a lot of leaders and teams. But meetings have always been a bit overdone, I think. But now that people can sort of revert to Zoom, it's too easy to call a meeting.
Yeah.
And they're saying now, Jared, that the average worker spends 4 hours in meetings a week, and 30% are 5 hours plus, and only 71%, and 71% of these are actually unproductive. So there's a lot of statistics behind it, but I think, I just think with busyness and call a meeting, and a lot of the time people don't have the right intention or an intention, and not the right people in the meetings.
Yeah. What can you kind of do to improve that, I guess, and maybe, is it minimize the amount of meetings you have, or I guess get more out of the meetings when you do them, or is it a bit of both?
It's a bit of both.
Yeah.
A few tips that I use, and I've got clients that are using successfully. First of all, know the why of the meeting. What's the intention? And I always say, don't call a meeting when you invite people. Call it the outcome of what the meeting is about. And if you can't come up with that, then probably don't have the meeting. So if, you know, instead of just Monday meeting, why not call it week ahead preview, or, you know, something about what you want to achieve out of the meeting. And it helps ensure that there's action from it.
Yeah.
Be mindful of the mode. You know, really, do you need it to be on Zoom, or are you all catching up face to face on Wednesday? Why not wait and do it then?
Yeah.
And something I'm actually in the middle of writing about is 10x your walk and talk meetings. So actually get with your staff, get out in the fresh air, get the well-being up. You know, a lot of people are struggling with that at the moment, and walk and talk and have a meeting. And you know, I know when I have meetings with clients, and we meet, you know, not all the time, but in the park and go for a walk, we're not sitting opposite each other, and the client seems to open up even more.
Yeah.
So I think that's important. But, you know, above all, make sure you've got the right people in the meeting. If I'll tell you, like, if you're a business owner, would you have 10 people in that meeting paying X amount per hour? So work out sort of what the cost is per meeting. And have the right people there, the right intention, and, you know, move away from these half an hour or 1 hour meetings. We run a lot of 20-minute check-ins now.
Yeah.
And we get everything done in the 20 minutes, and people absolutely love that they get 10 minutes back.
Yeah. No, that's very valid. I was going to ask you about the time frames. And how about the old school 90s manager meeting strategy of removing the chairs?
I remember that one. I was a late 90s manager, but look, I think you know, have it in a forum that's neutral, have it in different places.
Yeah.
You know, some of the best, I know, client meetings are when we get out of their office and go and sit in a cafe, and you know, you're on a neutral ground. People are more engaged. You get that walk in. You get a good coffee. That's a bit of a bonus.
Yeah.
but I think mix it up, and mix up who's running the meeting. So another good tip is to actually get different people. If you're leading a team and you're listening to this today, get different people to run the meeting, because what happens then, you're empowering them. They're growing their skills, and you might be able to make yourself or others redundant from that meeting, and you can go focus on what really matters.
Yeah, I love it. Renee, fantastic advice there. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jared. Have an amazing day.